song that led to the loss.
Exactly.
He lost in that song. He was named, when he, in fact, last time he was on this show, he'd been named as an ambassador for UNICEF. He established the Bubal Aiken Foundation to help needy kids. Who's Bubal?
Diane Bubal's actually the lady in Charlotte who convinced me to audition for Idol, and I worked with her son.
And what is this book, Our Friend Michaela?
Our Friend Michaela is a book written by third graders about a student in their classroom who has a disability, and their experiences pretty much with having a friend with a disability. And the Bubal Aiken Foundation works to include kids with disabilities. So this is really a very touching tribute, really, to kids who, and it kind of talks about the power of having inclusive populations, and people can find out about that.
And fourth grade kids wrote this?
Third graders.
Mm-hmm. Your love of kids, you were a special education
right.
teacher. That's what you would have done, taught if you
yeah,
didn't
sing? Yeah, I would have. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I kind of was planning on going to school for music. And took some time off and worked at the YMCA in Raleigh, and kind of fell into a special ed program and fell in love with that right away, and did that for a few years before I came for Idol.
Much harder, isn't it, teaching special education kids?
I don't know.
No?
I don't know. It depends on what day it is in my job now. Some days my life's much harder than that. I don't know. I think everybody has something that they like to do and that they're good at. You know, I would think being an accountant would be the hardest job on the planet, but people who are accountants don't think it's that hard, you know? And working in a classroom for kids without disabilities would probably be harder for me than a classroom for kids with disabilities. I don't know. I think people think that they're born to do.
Kids respond well to you?
I hope so. Otherwise, I'm not very effective.
You've either got it or you don't.
I think so. I mean, you'd have to ask them.
We have another email from Brittany in Warren, Ohio. Welcome back, Clay. We missed you. I was wondering if you had any plans for a tour coming up.
We are going to do some spot dates, they call them, in December.
Christmas again.
For Christmas stuff. But we're going to work, instead of doing a tour, we're going to do shows with local symphonies up and down the East Coast and some in the Midwest. And then we're planning on going out and touring with this album early next year.
You have a Christmas album?
Yeah, Christmas album came out in 2004. And we're still, touring at Christmas is one of my favorite things to do. There's just a whole different vibe.
When we come back, I'm going to ask Clay about what's it like to have what you've dreamed about come true at an early age. Don't go away.
You are the sunlight that lights my heart within. On the wings of love, up and above the clouds, the only way to fly is on the wings of love. On the wings of love, only the two of us together flying.
We're back with Clay Aiken. How old are you?
27.
Oh, you're 27. You're making a lot of money. You've attained a lot of fame. What's that like at such a young age?
I do sometimes sit at home, right before I go to bed at night, and I sit in there and think, okay, I am in Los Angeles by myself. Mom's not paying for anything, you know? And if something happened today, I would be able to go buy a plane ticket right now and go wherever I needed to go. And that kind of blows me away sometimes, still 3 years into this, because I remember being in Charlotte in school or wherever else in Raleigh and at home and thinking, okay, I cannot go to the grocery store right now because I don't have enough gas and I don't have the money to get the gas, you know, to have to pull the change out of the seat of the car. So it's very strange to think, man, in 3 years, I don't often remember what life was like before this. And I think that to some extent can be a downfall to fame, if you want to call it that.
Luck involved?
A lot of luck involved. A lot.
You pinch yourself sometimes?
Yeah, a lot. Oftentimes. Because that audition in Charlotte, had I not gone back, or had I gotten cut, or had I not made it back in the wild card, or whatever, you know. Any one tiny twist of fate, one 5-second 5 seconds later, early to something, and I wouldn't be here.
Any goals beyond this? Like, you want to do Broadway? You want to do?
Well, I mean, one day I think that Broadway would be fun. You know, I think that that's, and I always take it as a compliment when people ask me to do it or ask me if I'm going to do it, because I think that the people who are on Broadway are extremely talented. I was telling you earlier, I want your job. I want
to
be.
You'd like
a talk
to host
show.
This show?
I would take this show. I'd be happy to, or just a talk show of some kind. I like to listen and find out what people are all about and figure. I think everybody's got a story of some kind, no matter
what. What's the worst part of fame?
Well, the obvious, I think, you know, not being able to go anywhere, not being able to ever be anonymous, ever.
Your life is not your own.
My life is my own, but people would not like, people want to make it theirs, you know what I mean?
But, no privacy.
I think so.
You have to fight for privacy.
You have to fight for it. But, you know, that's become a goal of mine for 2006, the rest of 2006 and on, you know, to take it back. You know, I think that I came to do, I got into this to sing, to entertain, I guess, and that's what I want to do. And I didn't expect any of that. You know, you said it's like a dream come true, but I don't know if it was, because I didn't dream it. So I'm going to take back what is mine, you know, and try to live a normal life.
The new CD is 1,000 Different Ways, Clay Aiken. When you look at yourself there,
mm-hmm.
do you look weird to yourself?
I look weird to myself all the time.
I mean, that is a funny-looking person.
It
I
is.
Mean, no. I mean, I don't know what to do. I'm not that raging. I'm a funny-looking guy, but that guy is a different-looking guy. Any?
Yes. Thank you.
I mean,
Larry.
Come on. You call yourself nerdy.
I am nerdy. But
it's a compliment. That's a funny looking guy. Look at the guy who came out and shocked us.
Look at the guy in the small square right there too. He's kind of funny looking.
No, but the guy who was imitating you and you ran out on stage.
Right.
Behind him, that guy didn't look weird.
I think we all do to some extent.
Yes, we all.
The camera adds 10 pounds of weirdness.
Man.
Thank you.
Clay Aiken, one of my favorite people. Tomorrow night on Larry King Live.